washing machine lint number 8. Happy February to everyone. It's been a while since I did some talking. But, you know, I'm back, I guess. Yeah. It's been a very hectic month, or like 2020 so far. Oh, January really screwed us over, and, you know, February didn't really start very well for me either. So, yikes. Yeah. So, things that I want to talk about. Okay, yeah. I went through a very emotional, like, 2 days. Yesterday, I was supposed to go on a date. Yeah. But he stood up. He stood me up. So, I didn't go on a date. And then, yeah, it was a shitty feeling. Yeah, that's kind of why I turned it on, because like, I just want to talk about my feelings. I'm very sad. I mean, not exactly sad, but like, I know that it's something that I can't let go just yet, simply because I am immature and I tend to hold on to my feelings very tightly. So even though I say that I can let it go, I can't. Like, it still bothers me, so I just want to, like, talk it out. And if you're listening, then you can hear me talk this out. Okay, so, history. I met this guy on Bumble, like, 3 weeks back, and, like, I didn't want to swipe on him at first, because, like, he looks like a fuckboy, but I just thought, like, you know what, what's the worst that could happen? Yeah, I was just like, what's the worst that could happen? I was just like, you know, let's just swipe right. And then we meshed, and I was just like, oh shit. Yeah, so we started talking, and then like, he was very forward in the way, in his speech, I guess. Yeah, like, he would be like, oh, you're like really gorgeous, by the way. What, like, do you have Snapchat? Like, I'll find some way to, like, you know, like, okay, because we were talking about, like, Reese's Pieces, so he was just like, go find somebody and get these Reese's to you, haha. And then I was just like, yikes, I don't use Snapchat anymore. And I was, like, kind of panicking, because, like, I guess this was kind of, like, the first time someone had ever been so, like, forward with me on, like, a dating app. Yeah, and so he was just like, oh, dang, that sucks. But, yeah, I just wanted to, like, move out of Bumble, because it's kind of meh, and, like, I'm not very forthcoming with, like, what I want to say, so I thought, like, a different platform would be easier. And I was just like, oh, okay, like, he's honest, at least, you know. And then, yeah, so I redownloaded Snapchat for this guy. Oh my god. Yeah, so redownloaded it, and then we started talking from there. Yeah, but the thing is that, like, it was a bit on-off, because, like, at one point, I guess, like, I was a bit in denial about it, but, like, he wouldn't text me first, so I was like, yikes. And I would have to, like, initiate conversations and shit. But, like, whenever we got to talking, like, the conversations were always fun, so I didn't really think too much about, like, me constantly having to, like, initiate things. Yeah. So, stupidity point number one, that goes to me. Hashtag boo boo the fool. Yeah. So, like, we talked and talked, and then, you know, like, each time we talked, like, it just, like, the question of, like, what's the worst that could happen could always come up. So, you know, I kind of just, like, took the risk and everything. Like, he asked me out, like, a couple of times. He was just like, oh, so, you know, when do I get to take you on a date? And then me just being like, haha, call me tomorrow and we'll see. And then he actually called me, and I was just like, shit. And then, like, during that call, he was just like, when do I get to take you on a date? And I was just like, after my finals, okay, which literally ends on, like, the 31st. And he was just like, what? That's so far. And then he realized it was the week after that. He was just like, okay, never mind. It's next week. It's good. But, like, we didn't, like, settle anything until later that week. I was like, you know what? I'm just gonna fucking ask him out, because, like, it's, I don't know, because, like, I did want to, like, meet, I did want to meet him, yeah, and I don't know, like, probably just thought that, like, I should ask him out, since, like, he's already done so many times. So I just snapped him. I was like, are you a target? Because something about you makes me want to shoot my shot. He was just like, sure, fire away. And I was just like, will you go on a date with me? And he went, absolutely. So I was like, oh my god. But at least, like, you know, I kind of had, like, something to look forward to, like, after finals. So yeah, but I should have seen it coming, because, like, today is Sunday, so would I say last week, or do I say, like, this week? Okay, I'm just gonna say last week. Okay, and so, like, last week he was like, oh, I have, like, some news, like, I mean, okay, like, we didn't really get to talk much, because, like, he had been busy, and, oh, yeah, he works in the military. I forgot to say that, but, yeah, so he was just like, yeah, I've been really busy, and I was just like, oh, okay, it's fine, and he was like, oh, yeah, I have some news, I'm gonna get deployed in July, and I was just like, oh, shit, like, bad news, like, yikes. And he would be, like, gone for, like, 180 days. And I was just like, ooh, like, ooh. Like, damn, that sucks, you know. But at the time, I was as like, sad as I was. It's just like, oh, shit, like, probably wouldn't work out. But, like, nothing was happening. So I didn't really just, like, you know what? I was just like, you know what? Like, we'll just, like, see where this goes. Like, I might not even like him on Saturday or whatever. Yeah, so there was that. And then one day before we were supposed to go on our date, like, we hadn't talked to each other at all. Mistake on my part, I probably should have just been like, hey, we're still up for, like, tomorrow, right? Then, you know, at least he wouldn't be able to use, like, whatever fucking excuse that, like, he gave me. Yeah, so Saturday came. We were supposed to, like, meet at 3. Oh, right, yeah, on Thursday, like, we were talking about it, he was just like, haha, like, wonder if you're gonna clown me in person on Saturday, and then I was just like, please don't do this to me, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, so on Saturday, we were supposed to meet at 3, and I went there early because I was thinking, like, oh, if I had to approach him, I'd probably, like, just, like, panic and, like, probably want to run away, and it's easier to kind of, like, be approached than to do the approaching, because, like, I'm anxious as shit. So, yeah. I went early, and I was thinking, like, okay, you know what? Like, I'm early, so I'm just gonna go get, like, a drink. And then I'll just go to like, the station and just wait there. And at 2:45, I just texted him. It's just like, yikes, I'm a bit early. Like, just let me know when you get here. And, like, his last scene at that point in time was, like, 3 hours ago. And I was just like, ooh, yikes. And then he just didn't reply. And at 3 o'clock came, and he still hadn't replied, like, he wasn't online, and I was just like, oh, dang, am I gonna get stood up, haha. I mean, I didn't text him there, but, like, yeah. And 3:15 came, and I was just like, he's not coming. I just thought, like, yeah, he's definitely not coming, but I came here to, like, also get, like, a present from my friend, so, you know what, I'm just gonna go ahead and do that, like, I can entertain myself. Like, no big deal. I mean, it was, like, a really shitty feeling because, like, he didn't text, and, like, he didn't text me at all. Like, he didn't text me he was gonna be late or anything, and I was just like, wow, okay. Like, why would you, like, ask me out twice and, like, say absolutely when I asked you out if you weren't even thinking about coming in the first place? And then at, like, 4:30, he texts me, he's like, bro, what the fuck, I'm so sorry. And I was just like, yikes. And he's just like, oh, I literally got called in, and I didn't realize that we were supposed to hang out today. I'm so sorry, like, please don't hate me. I feel like an actual clown. And I was just like, I didn't reply immediately because, like, I mean, like, what was I supposed to say, you know? I don't know. Yeah, like, what was I supposed to have said? I don't think it would have mattered what I said. Like, I guess, like, what really rubbed me the wrong way was just, like, oh, please don't hate me. I'm just, like, you're not even gonna, like, pretend and try to, like, make it up to me. Like, okay, thanks. Yeah, so that night, like, I drank and I cried. Because, so, it was so, like, humiliating for me and, like, embarrassing. I mean, like, no one knew that I got stood up. Like, no one, like, no strangers knew I got stood up. Like, my friends now know because I told them about it. But, like, it just felt so embarrassed and insecure because, I guess, like, it made me think that, like, I wasn't, like, desirable or, like, interesting enough to be remembered. And then, like, the more I thought about it, it's just like, okay, like, because he would, like, give me, like, a lot of, like, compliments, and then he would, like, he gave me, like, a nickname and everything. He was just like, you know, it's, like, a big deal when I give you a nickname. And it was like, the more I thought about it, the more I felt like a form of, like, emotional manipulation. And I don't know, like, part of me was just like, okay, so I'm not dateable. Like, I'm not dateable, and, like, I'm, like, it just felt like I was, like, a toy, I guess. Oh god, now that I just said that, I was just like, yeah, it's like, I'm not worth dating. I'm just, like, someone to just kind of, like, be played around with, like, emotionally, and it fucking sucks. Yeah, so, I mean, yeah, so, like, when I finally replied, I was just like, okay, like, please tell me very honestly, like, one, what the fuck do you want? And two, like, do you genuinely forget, or was it just an excuse? Like, I just want you to be, like, brutally honest with me on, like, both these questions, you know? Because, like, I'm frustrated, I'm upset, I'm confused by, like, all the mixed signals, you know? And I just want clarification. And he left me on red. Yeah, he essentially ghosted me, so I'm just like, okay, guess I'm really not worth your time. You wasted 3 weeks. You wasted 3 weeks of my time, like, yeah, so I got really, I don't know, I guess, like, my pride got hurt and, like, my ego was bruised, and I just felt like shit about myself. And then, like, you know how, like, you go from, like, sadness to, like, anger. So I made an angry TikTok. Yeah, I'm on TikTok. Yeah, not going to tell you guys what my TikTok is because, like, there's some embarrassing shit on there which I don't want to share. Yeah, so I got angry and I was thinking, like, you know what, I don't need this fucking man, like, fuck that. But obviously, like, I know that, like, deep down, like, the emotional side of me was like, I really wish that, like, he, like, it worked out, you know? Like, there was a part of me that was just like, all you had to do was be a good guy. Like, the bar was so low. All you had to do was be a good guy. I really wanted it to work out because, like, I thought things were going so well. And, like, I was just, like, disappointed by that. So, yeah. It'd be like that sometimes. Yeah, so, like, up until, like, 2 hours ago, I was still friends with him on Snapchat. By the way, we are, like, each other's number one best friends, and I was just like, what the fuck is this shit? Like, I was just like, like, number one best friends, some bad news. Time to snap my other friends now. Yeah, so I watched Taylor Swift's documentary and like I cried because like just listening to like her struggles and like how she strived to, you know, be a better version of herself and to like really use her platform as a celebrity and like the voice that she has to like influence others to like do the right thing. And I was thinking like I have to change and I have to like go and move on. So I deleted conversation for me at least, so that like if he wants to like, you know, like text me or whatever to like finally give me a fucking reply, like go ahead. I would still like that reply very much. Yeah, and then I just removed him as a friend on Snapchat. So now he's no longer my number one bestie, and my actual bestie is not my number one bestie. So yeah, so that is basically it in terms of like relationship wise. Still dismal as per usual. But it's okay, it'd be like that sometimes, you know. Yeah. Ooh, what else? I did like a presentation last Monday, which was on diversity, and then my subtopic was on immigration. So I wanted to focus on like foreigners and like segregation between like the Japanese and foreigners. And then I decided to focus on like the situation within my class, because like there is like a gap between like the Japanese students and the overseas students, and no one seems to be bridging it. Yeah, I don't know whether I actually like helped the problem, because I'm still introverted as fuck and I really should start talking to people. But basically, I was just like, we all just got like pussy. We just all gotta stop being pussies and just like, just say hi, okay, and just like start a conversation. And then now, like, people, the Japanese, I can like wave to the Japanese students and like, he's being so as if I couldn't talk, like, couldn't interact with them at all last time. But how should I say? Like, it was really nice because some of them came up to me to say hi, like, when they saw me at Starbucks. So I was just like, oh my god, thank you. Yeah, that's one achievement. So yeah. I didn't think that it would be this dramatic. Why? What else? World War 3 is a thing. Yikes. climate change, wildfires in Australia, coronavirus like spreading everywhere. I think I got straight A's for my first semester, so that's good, I hope. I don't know what else to say. I had an existential crisis, but I think I'll save that for another time. Like, I feel like this recording has gone very heavy from me getting stood up. I'm so sorry that this is kind of, like, depressing. But yeah, it's just me talking about nothing as per usual. Okay, you know what? Just a question. Which one will kill the world off first? World War 3, the coronavirus, or climate change? Place your bets in the comments. No, but no, it's like seriously, like when you think about it, like which one of the three would actually like will like wipe us out? like which one will destroy our world first? Like, it doesn't have to be, like, a total wipeout, but, like, it will, like, kill a significant number of people. Currently, my bets are on the coronavirus, but my bets are coronavirus, then World War 3, and then climate change. Because climate change is taking a bit longer than it should be taking. I know, like, I make it sound like that's a bad thing, but, like, honestly, at this point, at the rate that this world is going, and, like, how our society is still so fucked up, where like change seems to be impossible, even though I am trying to like be like, okay, like, my attitude needs to change so that the world can change. And if I don't change, then, like, nothing around me will ever change, you know? Yeah. But, like, thinking about it, it's just, like, the state that we are at now, like, it's obviously not a very good one. So, if we could have, like, a complete cleanse, like, you know, which one of these three things would be the one to bring about that cleanse? I would think climate change, because, like, literally our world will explode and then we'll all really just die. Yeah, but people are trying to move to Mars and, like, colonize Mars, and I'm just like, please stop. like, that's enough. I think we've come to a point where we should just, like, accept our fate and hope for the best in, like, in an alternate universe. I don't know. I mean, like, feel free to disagree with that. Like, things to look forward to in February. I don't know. I'm going back home for a bit. See all my friends. Yeah. See my friends. See my parents. See my dog. See my sister. My relationship with my sister has gone a lot better, thank God. So that's it. And then when I come back in March, I want to go to Kamakura. I want to go hiking. Yeah, I've been watching Terrace House, been getting very emotional over Terrace House. Wondering why I'm not in a relationship, why I haven't been in a relationship. But I'm also like, it's fine, you know. Like, sometimes you gotta be single for like a really long time. And like, I've been single for like my entire life, so like, it'd be like that sometimes. But yeah, I mean, it does take a blow on like my self-esteem sometimes when I think about it. Like, I haven't experienced some of these things, and when I tell people about it, like, it's like a major deal breaker because they think that like I'm super naive and all that kind of shit. And I'm like, I mean, like, sure, I guess, like, maybe you won't be able to deal with like my immaturity or like my naivety with like this situation, but you've been in that position before, so wouldn't you think it'd be great if like you could lead someone else as well? Like, food for thought. But you know, some people are just like assholes, so that's a thing. Yeah. I'm supposed to be talking about soothing things. These are supposed to be... I'm supposed to be talking about things that would, like, lull people to sleep. Like, I'm literally talking about, like, shitty shit. I just said shitty shit. Like, what the fuck is that? ASMR, as some might say. I'm just gonna stop whispering now. I can't. I don't know, sleepy things. Chamomile tea. Yeah, that's essentially what I've been going through. There's still the existential crisis thing, but then I'll save it for like another night because I'm going to Disneyland and like, now it's 2 o'clock, no, 1:57, but basically 2 o'clock. I'm meeting my friends at 9:30, so that's okay, like 7 hours from now. 7.5 hours from now, so I really should go to sleep. Yeah, thank you for sticking around this far. And just for like listening in general. Yeah. And yeah, comment what you think will kill us off first. World War III, coronavirus, or climate change? Hopefully there'll be a very interesting debate. But knowing me, like, there probably won't be anything. But it's okay. I have learned to be just satisfied with what I have. And even though my pride will be hurt, I will continue to practice being satisfied with what I've had. With what I have. Okay. Okay, bye. I hope that your day will go great if you're listening to this in the day. And I hope that you get a good night's sleep if you're listening to this at night. Or if you're just listening to this in the afternoon. Just have a good time. Just have a good time wherever you are, whatever you're doing. Okay. Bye.